The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And the gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, when he has driven out all his own, he walks around them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they don't recognize the voice of the stranger." Although Jesus uses this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep, and who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I come so they might have life, and have life more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
It's good to hear voices respond like that. So here we are on the fourth Sunday of Easter, and we are in the sixth week of quarantine, sixth or so. And so we're making our way through this path of faith, isolated from life as well. And it's very uncharacteristic of the kind of life that we're used to living. And we make our way along this strange new path of living that we are not used to, but do so with the grace of God, our wits about us. We get by and we adapt. Somehow we find the strength and character to make it through these strange days of pandemic, not on our own, but with Jesus as our comfort and our strength. So this is often called Good Shepherd Sunday because we have John's Gospel here that speaks of the Good Shepherd. But interestingly enough, in today's Gospel reading, we stop at verse 10, and there's no mention in today's reading of the Good Shepherd. Interestingly enough, in verse 11, which is the very next verse, "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep," Jesus tells the crowd. But today we are instructed as to the whys that Jesus has described. This way, I think it's that the church feels justified in stopping where they did. You see, we often take our relationship with God and Jesus for granted. The church is always there, Sunday, special events. It feeds our soul, comforts us through our trials and tribulations, and too often offers us an opportunity to share the real presence of the Lord, and to give a sense of belonging in our faith community. Oh, but wait! We can't go! This is that time when we really see the hand of God at work and the Holy Spirit at work as well. When we have our children that are usually kicking and screaming before we go to Mass ask us the big question, why are we going to Mass this weekend? Mommy and Daddy or whoever. And so we are challenged. Challenged not just to satisfy our own spiritual needs, but we are challenged to satisfy the needs of our children, our grandchildren, and all those that are around us. Our challenge is to continue to feed our souls and their spiritual souls as well. So let's take a moment to break open the readings and see what they say to us. In the first reading in Acts, and I love Acts because it's such a rich treatment in the history of the early church, Peter is chastising the Jews for their part in the condemnation, crucifixion, and death of Jesus. "Oh, but what can we do?" they shout together. And Peter answers them in the same way that Jesus did. "Repent and be baptized. Repent and be saved. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Is it any different today? When we stray or fall short, our situation is one that's very simple. Repent and be saved. "Save yourself from this corrupt generation," Peter says. Peter was talking about their generation, right? He certainly wasn't talking about our generation, or was he? This corrupt generation he speaks of is as pertinent today as it was 2,000 years ago. And they added 3,000 persons that day. That's a lot of people. I sure hope they exercise social distancing. It's all right. But in today's gospel, Jesus uses the symbolism of the gate to drive home his point. If you enter the sheepfold by any other means than the gate, you are a thief and robber. Just like if you try to enter heaven through any other means than through me, the gatekeeper, as he calls himself in the reading. Well, you know the rest. But Jesus makes another point in the parable. He makes the point of the fact that the sheep know their master. They recognize his voice. He walks in front of them, and they follow him. They follow his lead. And the only way to do this is to build a relationship with him, just like the sheep build a relationship with the shepherd. And that relationship extends far beyond Sunday. It has to be with us every day. Oh, but how is we mortal men able to do this? Well, it's really very simple. Read scripture regularly. We purposely put Jesus in our lives every morning when we wake up. Include him in our daily routine. We pray often. And as Paul says, pray always. And as St. Francis says, and sometimes use words. And that's because Jesus wants us to be a visible sign that God is within us. That God is an instrument in everything we do. And that reflection is visible for all to see. We all know it's not easy living a Christian life in today's world. And there are far too many simple pleasures that Americans take for granted as being just fine because everybody's doing it. Life is a lot like when we were little kids in school and we came home to ask mom and dad for the thing or the event or some other marginal behavior, and they'd say no. And our answer would be, "But mom, but dad, everybody's doing it." Is that what we say to the priest when we confess our sins? And we say, "Father, everybody's doing it." I don't know. Is that what we're going to say ultimately? When we're ultimately held accountable on Judgment Day for our actions, "God, everybody was doing it, right?" I don't think so. We know better. We know right from wrong. We know what we should be doing and what we should be avoiding. So Jesus is drawing our attention to this very point. And he uses emphasis to draw our attention. And he says, amen, amen, I say to you. And that's a very, very special thing in John's Gospel and some of the others too. It's Jesus' way of saying to all of us, listen to this. This is important. And if you notice, he did it twice in today's gospel. And he followed up with, I am the gatekeeper, and whoever enters through me will be saved. There is forgiveness, mercy, redemption in following Christ. For I am the way and the truth and the life. So we follow the voice we recognize. We listen to the words. We grow in our faith and we pray together with our children, our loved ones, and whoever in quarantine with us. We hold hands and pray, giving thanks for our good health, for our healing, and for all our gifts. For we know and recognize that all we have comes from God. Jesus, our good shepherd. Now, for homework. Ah, yes, I'm giving you homework. But it's easy. This evening, at your evening meal, gather your tribe together. Before anyone eats, say the grace before meals. And tonight, say an extra Hail Mary, an extra How Father, and an extra Glory Be, just for the souls that are suffering right now. And then end with a blessing. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.